part of the Chofetz Chaim Sefer Shmir HaLashon, and we learned yesterday that if I think that Reuven is not a good partner for Shimon, so then I'm obligated to go and tell Shimon that I think that it would be detrimental for you to become a partner with Reuven. So the Chofetz Chaim said five conditions in order to do that. First of all, you have to know really that Reuven is not good. It's not just you think that, you know, you don't really like him, he's a little bit of an abrasive personality, but it has to be that it's really not good. The second is you can't exaggerate. The third is the intent is not because you don't like Reuven, but rather you're doing it solely because you want to help out another Jew not to lose money. The fourth condition was that that if you were able to accomplish this without saying something negative or saying something less negative, then you have to say it in that way. And the fifth condition, which we still have to talk about, is that it can't be that the person who is going to react, Shimon is going to react in a manner which is not according to halacha. And in that, there are two steps, and there are two stages, we'll say. One stage is, let's say that Shimon had some damage from Reuven at some point, had some damage, and he doesn't know if Reuven was the cause or somebody else was the cause. And now that I go tell him that Reuven was the cause, but is a person who's not trustworthy, so he's going to say, oh, I'm sure that Reuven is the guy who caused me that damage, and therefore I have a right to take money from Reuven, or I have a right to deduct from other monies that I owe Reuven, I'm going to deduct it. Now, if it's really true that Reuven did do that, then that would be a legitimate thing for Shimon to do. If Reuven really did cause a damage and it was something which Alpidin he would have to pay, that would be legitimate for Shimon to deduct from any monies that he owes Reuven. He would be able to deduct that. But in this case, you don't have a right to do it. Because just because somebody told you that Reuven is not so trustworthy doesn't mean that you have the proof that Reuven actually did that. So therefore, even though theoretically, if it was true what you're doing, it would be justified, but it's not justified just because somebody told you that Reuven is not trustworthy. There's a worse madrega than that, that Shimon really loses it, and he does something which Alpidin, even if it was all true, it's beyond the letter of the halacha. You're not allowed to do that much. You couldn't cause him that much damage because of it. So the Chofetz Chaim will discuss that point. But before that, the Chofetz Chaim says that he says, I bet you're wondering, especially those who've been here for a while, that I bet you're wondering why he skipped one of the seemingly very important conditions before you can go ahead and tell Shimon that Reuven is not a good guy to be a partner with. Because when it came to the question of a person does an Aveira against another person, he said that there are seven conditions, not five. And one of them, the first one that he says, Shiyir is Ze'adova Ba'atzmai, V'lo Ayde Shmi Ame'acherim. That if it's secondhand news, so you can't rely on secondhand news. And therefore, that would not give you a heter now to go and talk about this person. Talk negative about this person. So the Chofetz Chaim says, so why over here in Klal Tes, in Hilchos Rechilus, don't I also say that the only time it would be mutter for me to go and warn Shimon against becoming a partner with Reuven is only in the case where I have the information firsthand. But let's say it's just somebody in Shul told me some stories about Reuven, and I don't know if they're true. He told it to me, but I don't know if it's true. He told it to me beheter, because he did it because he knew that it was going to be a partnership, whatever. He had a right to tell me those stories. So I could be lemechesh mi boy, but I'm not allowed to believe it. And if I'm not allowed to believe it, am I allowed to now go and tell Shimon about this? So that's the Chofetz Chaim asks that question. And he says, Sha'al yipole be'eni hama'ayin. Don't wonder, like Mustamba, most of us wondered. We noticed that something was lacking in the Chofetz Chaim's conditions. He says, Lomach hisarti kana prana rishon sheniskele'el. You have to know it yourself. So on that, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Mishum diyeshli sofik otzum im kan tzarich leprat zeh." Chofetz Chaim says, "I have a real question whether that prat is necessary." And therefore, the Chafetz Chaim goes to try to prove that even if you, since over here what you're trying to do is to prevent another person from coming to a damage, to being hurt, so he says, even if you, he seems to paskin halacha that even if you don't know the information firsthand, you just heard it from someone else, you're allowed to say it. He says, ach, al kaponim nira pashit, but that's pashit, that if you don't know the news yourself, you just heard about it, if you tell it over to Shimon, you have to say that also. You have to say, shamati al ploini kach l'kach. Upen emes hadavar. I don't know if it's true, but it's possible it's true. Al kein nochin l'cholochush lishmar zatzcho b'menu. Therefore, it's proper for you to guard yourself and not to get involved with such a person if you don't want to. So in other words, that's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying, that here where it's a question of saving another person from a damage. So in that case, then it would be mutter to say it, even though if you don't have the information firsthand. But as long as you let the person know that this is not information that's coming from you, that you know it, but rather it's just something you heard from someone else, which is possible that it's true and possible not. Then the Chafetz Chaim said, we said there's those two points of what's considered in the fifth condition, that it can't be something that is the person is going to suffer more than the halakha. So he says, so one example we gave, the first one was in the case where Reuven and Shimon had some business dealings with each other. There was some money outstanding to Reuven. Now that Shimon heard this, he says, oh, I bet you it's his fault that this and this happened, and therefore I'm not going to pay him the money. So even though if Shimon is right that Reuven did cause that damage, he wouldn't owe him the money, but he doesn't know that Reuven did it, and therefore he would be forbidden to do it. And then he says, but there's another example, and that is the following. So he says, "Vatzaya prat kotan mimenu yakish hamaski l'chol kiyotz b'zeh kigayim she'achad roi tzalikach ish echad l'shari soise." A person is looking for somebody to help him, as to hire him. V'zera o mikvar shegon avetz alechad. And he saw, and his eyes saw that this guy worked for somebody else, and he stole from him. Shahadin, who should serve legalis l'zeh. So if I know that you're going to hire him, I have an obligation. Since I saw the guy steal, I know the guy stole, I have an obligation to go and tell this person, I don't think it's a good idea to hire him, because he stole. Ach ba'oifen sheli yachshu ha'pratim v'orim b'sif zeh. But of course it has to be l'tuelis, I have to know, I don't have another way. I could say, if I can get away with saying, you know, that guy, he's a temperamental guy, I don't know if it's a good idea for you to hire him, because you get a little snappy yourself, and, you know, when you get snappy, then this guy, I don't know how he's going to react to your snappiness. And therefore, I don't think it's a good idea for you to hire him. So that if you'll accomplish but in that way, then you don't have a hetter to tell him the reason is that you're mixing in is because you think he's a gada. Because then you have to do it in a way that it won't. But he says, let's say you can't. The only way that he's going to not hire him is in the way that you tell him. It could be that the guy did tshuva. Maybe he decided not to be a bad guy anymore. Nevertheless, that's all very nice that maybe he did tshuva, but lemaisa, it's not good advice to let him hire. Aval imu roya shayde sipura yochel is galgil. She aspires him by deze beini anshe ir leganet. If let's say now, if he says this to Shimon, so now Shimon has a big mouth and he's going to start telling everybody about Reuben is a ganet. The yareu imay ma'oid al yedeze keminik harah shaleze balabatim shepois kandin and nefashis take it. And there'll be people maybe who will take, you know, who will decide what's the right way to handle such a guy. Ba'omram ki hu garua mikol anshei ha'ir, he's worse than anybody. U'mitzvah l'roit fei b'chol davar, you should try to get him fired from his job, etc. Ba'eis kazois, ma'oid ma'oid tzarech lizor shel l'gan shum adam. If the result is going to happen, he doesn't deserve that. Even if Itaka did pickpocket, he stole something from his employer, he doesn't deserve that. You have that now that he should be bashmutz in town, and that people are taking away things, his parnasa, whatever. That's already beyond that which the halacha would allow. And in that case, he's like throwing an arrow with his words. So it says, so Chafetz Chaim is saying, in that case, you would not have a right to warn Shimon.